Dr. Kevin Most joins us once again, a regular guest here on WGN Radio. You hear him Sundays with Dean Richards, Mondays with Bob Surratt, and as needed on this show. Welcome back, Dr. Most.
John, how are you doing?
I'm doing really well. I've been thinking about this Delta variant. If we had masked and vaxxed more diligently, would we not be in this place today?
Yeah. Isn't it fun being the Monday morning quarterback? But you're actually spot on. If you look at now the hospitalizations, who's in the hospital, and these breakthrough cases that everyone is talking about are very mild and moderate in for the symptoms. So yeah. Had we gone and fully continued to mask and continued to vaccinate at the rate we would have, we'd be in such a much better place.
Which means then that the trepidation we have going into this fall would be eliminated. We would have the Alpha version taken care of, and the Delta version wouldn't be an issue, right?
Yeah, we'd have the Delta version essentially in check to where, and I mean, I hate to say it, but for some people, it's almost just like a bad flu again. Now, those are the individuals who are vaccinated. The individuals who are not vaccinated, we're still seeing it spread rampantly, and we're still seeing hospitalizations. So that's the concern.
Which then makes me think, okay, if that begat this, then will this begat yet another version? So if we don't take this one as seriously as we didn't, say, take COVID-19 originally, then are we inevitably going to have some sort of epsilon or lambda version down the road that is every bit as problematic to us now as the Delta version is?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's even a little more dire than that, John, because as you come up with more variants, those variants, the reason that we even know about them is their ability to spread. And we are eventually going to end up with one that the vaccine is not going to be as protective. You know, so if you look at the Lambda variant, you know, it's been around since last August. People don't know a lot about it, but now we're starting to see cases in the United States. Look at the Delta. You know, that was around since October of last year, although it was in single digits until, you know, late spring, you know, early summer. So, yeah, our concern is that if we don't get our arms around this, the next variant, one of these variants is going to get to a point where it's figured out that the vaccine's not going to affect it.
But how is 70% vaccination not knocking this thing down? How has it still got a life?
Well, probably the biggest thing is that we based that on the Alpha variant. So now when we're looking at it and saying, wait a second, if we knew this virus was as transmissible as the Delta variant, where do we need our vaccination rate to hit herd immunity? It's now 90%. With the Alpha variant, we would have had great herd immunity at somewhere between 65 and 70%. Had we not had this variant, we'd be there. But unfortunately, now the rules have changed, and we have to get up to 90% now is a statistical prediction to knock this one out.
I'm thinking of the shape of the thing. It's that circle with the spikes, right? It's a corona around that little cell. Does the Delta version look different than that? Because I think we recall that the shape of that had something to do with how it worked. Those spikes caught on to things. Is the new version different than that?
Yeah, you're absolutely spot on. You know, the spike protein is the thing that we actually is what the vaccine is looking for. And when it changes, that's the problem. So let's say the spike, you know, if you just visualize something, the spike's a foot long, and that's what we see. Well, now we might see a spike that's only 2 inches long, and now the vaccine doesn't work as well, but yet the virus now can get into places where it couldn't before. So any of these mutations where we see that they are continuing to spread, it's because they're more efficient in spreading, and they're allowing their host to spread more easily. That's why we look at the Delta variant now, 1,000 times viral load from the Alpha variant, and that's why it's spreading.
One of our listeners on line one is vaccinated. Her friends are vaccinated. They're all senior citizens. Can they play cards without masks on their faces?
Yeah, you still can. You know, again, we'll probably be looking at boosters for the seniors here soon, just because we know they didn't spike up a big immune response. But if all four of you have been fully vaccinated, then absolutely you can. If you have somebody who's been unvaccinated, I'd be much more careful just because of the possibility of spread.
This question is really just about the communal obligation we all have to each other, and some people just don't want to be part of the community on this. But again, if you think that what we're going through now is frustrating, imagine this when we have another variant, which is to Delta what Delta was to the original one. We're never going to get out of this loop if we don't all come together, right?
Yes. And just look, John, at the picture of the United States right now, it's just, we might as well just dip it all in red. So we know that the Delta variant is out there as much as it is, and every opportunity it has to spread, mainly through unvaccinated, just increases the opportunity for a new variant. Viruses mutate all the time. That's why we get different flu shots every year. People have to understand that we are giving this virus the opportunity to get stronger and smarter, and it's because we are not hitting the vaccination rates to slow it down.
Dr. Kevin Most is the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern's Central DuPage Hospital. Always a pleasure to hear your voice, Doc. Thanks for joining us.
You got it, John. Call anytime, you know that.
Yeah, we do, and we do. It's 9:57. WGN Radio News from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom's coming up.